And now for further analysis of events in Spain, we turn to terrorist specialist from the RAND Corporation, Bruce Hoffman. Hello.
Hello.
A lot of media are reporting that his win, Zapatero's win, is a direct result of those bombings in Spain last week.
Yes, I think it's a little bit premature to definitively assert that. We still have to get some exit poll data, but clearly, given that the Popular Party was in the lead on the eve of the election, and the tragedy in Madrid last Thursday had a profound impact on people's attitudes, it may well be that an act of terrorism did affect the outcome of a national election.
Has this happened in the past?
Yes, unfortunately, it's not without precedent. In 1996, the Israeli national elections were affected by a campaign of suicide bombing undertaken by Hamas in February and March of that year, which put into office or elected to office the Likud coalition led by Benjamin Netanyahu and defeated the Labor Party under Shimon Peres. And Peres had been in the lead before the bombing campaign.
And so how would you assess the efficacy of this tactic? Do you think that terrorists actually look to upcoming elections in terms of planning their bombings, that they hope that they could effect a better leadership from their point of view by committing these acts?
I think before the train bombings in Spain, probably not, because what we saw is that the 1996 Israeli case remained an aberration. We didn't see terrorist activity at any election subsequent to that until last week. And I think the problem now is that, in essence, the terrorists smell blood, regardless of the reality and regardless what more research on exit polling and voter opinions might reveal. The terrorists will have derived the message that their heinous act of violence did affect the outcome of an election, and it may likely spur them to attempt to emulate that what they see as their success. So this is one of the characteristics of terrorism, is that the terrorists are not necessarily very original, but they emulate and copy one another enormously.
Well, how do you think that this will play out in the coming months, in the coming years, vis-a-vis elections in Europe?
Well, terrorists are also notoriously inaccurate and inefficient in gauging popular reaction. So I think the desire of terrorists to manipulate an election may not be as much of a salient consideration as their desire to disrupt national elections, given that many of these terrorist organizations are precisely against and have a profound enmity to the West and to our style of democratic leadership and to the liberal state. You can see their appeal perhaps being more in the disruption of national politics than in necessarily trying to deliberately affect the outcome.
Although that outcome could backfire.
Well, exactly. That's my point. They're notoriously bad at gauging and calibrating the results of their attacks at times. On the one hand, it could produce a result that they like. For instance, put into power a government that is much more moderate, that is less willing, for instance, to use force, and therefore that plays into the terrorist calculation that they will weaken the war on terrorism or the effort against them. At the same time, it can have the opposite effect, solidifying the support for a more hardline, a more security-oriented candidate, and thus, in fact, making life worse for the terrorists. So that's why I think that the disruption would be the surest bet that they could count upon, less so than manipulating the outcome, because, as you described, it could go either way.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorist specialist at the RAND Corporation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.